In 1980, the PASCAL or Pasukan Khas Laut Naval Special Warfare Forces was established with the purpose of enforcing Malaysia's exclusive economic zone maritime claims through sea, air and land operations. Equivalent to the U.S. SEALs, Malaysia's PASCAL was given much light in recent times through PASCAL the movie, which informed the public of Malaysia's operatives and gave a hint of what it takes to be a member of Malaysia's Special Ops Unit. https://twitter.com/march/status/1266249481294499841 Think you have what it takes to be a PASCAL? One netizen shares the gruesome journey one has to go through to become part of this exclusive unit. Taking to Twitter, @MarchFord writes, "The Purple Berets is Malaysia's top warriors. They only make up 1% of the TLDM and possess the skills that put them at par with other special forces around the world, with some saying that they have the weaponry equivalent to the Navy SEALs. Not bad, eh? Training for the PASCAL will take you all around the globe as mentioned in the corresponding thread. After finishing training in Sungai Udong, Malacca, the PASCAL is sent for special training with Komando Pasukan Katak, Kapaska, a special forces team with the Indonesian special forces known as the Frogmen of the Indonesian Navy. The training does not end there, as they are sent to work with the British Royal Marines Commando next before completing their special training with the U.S. Navy SEAL, specializing in amphibious, sabotage and infiltration from the sea. The role of the PASCAL is more diverse today, in line with the country's development as they are tasked to secure Malaysia's oil rigs, defending Malaysia's sovereignty in the Spratly Islands and Malaysia's Zon Economy Exclusive. Interested? According to @MarchFord, here is what you need to do. To enter, you must be a part of TLDM, aged not more than 30 years old and be as healthy as you can be. I mean really healthy. There are a total of 5 tests to go through: admittance test, basic PASCAL course, diving and deep sea combat, parachute training, hand-to-hand and close combat. Looking at the torture they have to go through, it is no wonder that PPASCAL is one of the best in the world. For those putting their lives on the line, safeguarding the nation's safety and sovereignty, we thank you and hope that others will be inspired to be the best they can be, for all of us. Also read, Abang Polis and Army join forces for a spectacular performance to uplift Malaysia's Hari Raya spirits. You have reached the end of this story.